This is a case study about a friend of mine named Darlene. She was 68 years old when we had the session, and she said that she was overwhelmed by demands, distractions, and responsibilities. I decided that my approach that I call a guided imagery therapy would be appropriate for this. So I found out from Darlene how she relaxes, and we agreed that paying attention to her breathing would work. I asked her if she had a safe haven, that is, a place that was real or imaginary that she could go to within her mind, where she felt safe and secure and okay. And she said yes, and her safe haven was her house and home that she lived in. I asked her about who or what would be able to help her over these difficulties, and after some discussion, we decided that the Milton Erickson approach of the February Man would work. And since it was December, we would use a December Man, and I would be the December Man helping her through this. I also asked her if it would be okay to hold her hand during the session, and she said yes, and I held her hand through the entire session. I moved my chair closer to the recliner she was in so I could easily hold her hand. So I started out with just reaching out and holding her hand, and then saying, "Well, let's start with you just paying attention to your breathing, noticing each breath as it comes in and goes out, and you've already closed your eyes, so that's good, and you know that with each inhale, their chest and belly softly rising, and then with each exhale, all of those muscles just relaxing, just one breath at a time, one heartbeat. Occasionally, Darlene, a stray thought may wander through your mind. Notice it, thank it for being there, and just go back to this breath and the next one, this heartbeat, softly, easily, and naturally. And now, Darlene, you can drift off within your mind to your own safe haven, protected place, which is some place within your house. Enjoy being there wherever you are in your house, feeling comfortable and protected. And while you are there, the December Man, who I am being at this time, approaches and comes closer to yourself, and then just starts talking. And you can almost feel now inside yourself a kind of special calmness. It is almost as if somehow from me and through me, this contact with your hand is connecting you to peace, and is also a connection with the earth and the sky and all of those stars out there. Just something solid and universal. Something that you are connected to and part of. And you are, even though you know apart from what has been taking charge in your life, it is almost as if now you're able to look at yourself deeply, be in contact with who you are, and finding inside the strength and the knowledge about how to take care of yourself now and in the future. It is almost as if a switch has been touched off, and there is now a light and a lightness in you, in your life. And this light is shining on the path and ways that you now know you will be able to take, to walk, so that from this time on, yes, somehow, all of those old demands and responsibilities have just changed, so you can easily take care of them, or even just ignore them. And now, simply just moving ahead in this new way of being where you are, somehow, perhaps even surprisingly, you are in control of your life. Yes. And yes. And you know, Darlene, that this contact with you from me as the December man is a two-way one. You are also giving him and sharing with him your ability to just be, to love, to enjoy life. This breath and the next one. Sometimes all we need is a touch, a contact, a permission to change, to become who we are and always have been and will be. I want to thank you for your trust, your confidence, and your friendship. And you may even recall Jay Haley saying that the most important thing in being a therapist is to love your client. And the December man is full of love that he has shared with you. So I am now going to gently remove my hand as December man is saying goodbye for now. And when you are ready, just take a deep breath or two, blink your eyes, stretch a little bit, and come on back to this room here and now. Thank you. Darlene slowly wakened and looked around her with a smile on her face, and I said, is there anything else now? And she said, oh, no. Thank you, and Oh, yes. How can I pay you? I said, oh, no. The only payment I want is a big hug. And we did that. And then I said, oh, just one more thing. I have here in this container a few small polished stones. Please take one to remember the December man and what has happened here today. She chose one, and we said goodbye. So this session, I chose to use the December man approach because Darlene also knew about Erickson and the February man case and how to be how being a different person, a person or healer, could help you yourself. Let me just recommend at this point, if you're interested, reading Ernest Rossi's book on the February man. And let me thank you for listening. Thank you.